My uncle's son was shot dead just a few meters from where I was. When I rushed to see what had happened, he couldn't speak and was almost dead. I didn't hesitate, but ran away for safety.
Camp supervisors say they register almost 30 refugees a day, many women and children. Camp presidents say they have not received food aid since mid-December.
We don't have clothes, blankets, and food. Although we're constructing makeshift shelters, we don't have any protection from the rains.
Many survive by working in nearby maize gardens or turning maize husks into flour for cooking porridge. But the refugee influx worries villagers near the camp.
We are staying with these people in the village, yes, but we are living in fear because we believe that in time they will completely run out of food. They will start stealing from us in our homes.
The villagers also fear some of the refugees might have run with weapons that can be used against them. Mozambican authorities reportedly said those fleeing to Malawi are either thugs or lazy people.
They cannot say we are lazy people who are leaving Mozambique for Free Things, a refugee camp in Malawi. Here at the camp, there are all sorts of people, including children, adults, and the old.
He says they will not retain unless government forces stop terrorizing them. Meanwhile, international bodies are helping out. The UN has provided some tents, established a children's counseling center. Doctors Without Borders is providing medical help. Malawi had previously hosted Mozambicans who fled a 16-year civil war between 1977 and 1992. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Nyanza, Malawi.